From the roots up, CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. With me is Phil Conlon, Classical Underground, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Good to see you. We're going to be talking to Rabbi David Miviser of Independent Jewish Voices in just a few moments. I don't know if you noticed, Phil, but there's been a lot of demonstrations, big ones, around the world.
Well, I've been noticing. I'm keeping tabs.
Even in a couple of your homelands, Rome, Dublin.
All of my homelands.
All of your homelands.
My New York homeland, my Roman homeland, my German homeland. My God, the Berlin police now are being the Berlin police.
Finally, a chance to really beat somebody up.
And they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah, we want it. It is a very curious phenomenon. I think politicians are shaking in their boots, actually, particularly those who are employed by Joe Biden, because he is hovers over them, and he expects them to do as they're told. And they're saying, yes, sir, but it's harder and harder to do it. And some are bailing out. So I think he wants a delay. So we'll be good. Thanks a lot. So we'll be talking to him shortly. Maybe I should tell you why. There was a demonstration this morning, I don't know if you know about it, Phil, at 8 a.m., 8 to 9 a.m., at Bloor and University. And it was organized by Independent Jewish Voices. I think, is it World Against War or If Not Now, I think is the name of the organization. We'll ask him to tell us about it. But it's a pretty, that was something to see for Torontonians, I don't think, you know. And David Miviser was associated with that and probably spoke, so we'll get all the details. We actually intended to interview him about what happened 1 week ago at the United States Congress, where various Jewish progressive organizations, I don't know why I would add the word progressive, but Jewish organizations, sat down in the halls of Congress, not in the main quarters, but, you know, in Congress. 500 people were arrested. There were 10,000 people demonstrating outside. We'll of course ask David to fill in the details. This is part of this, we're trying to capture what people are feeling and honestly expressing, as opposed to the sort of propaganda story that is, you know, Washington's trying to control the spin, how this story is told. Biden, for example, wants to be supplying any amount of weapons that Ukraine wants, he said, and any amount of weapons that Israel wants, and he's for peace, and he's a humanitarian. Well, of course, people are beginning to scream when they hear that kind of talk. It's not only that he's the expression superannuated. The Americans have a very contradictory policy. So we want to focus on that, why the world is reacting. The governor of Spain talks about breaking relations. Spain breaking relations with Israel. I'm not seeing that kind of coverage, which is why we want to speak to Rabbi David Miviser.
As an example, I just heard that from you now.
Are you there, sir? Hello?
Hey.
Hello, David?
Yes, Phil, I am speaking to you. Hi.
Thank you. I had a little moment there, I didn't catch you. We wanted to speak to you, of course, about this event that happened in Washington, but before we could get to that, there was an event today in Toronto. You attended, I believe, at 8 o'clock this morning at Bloor and University. why were you there? Who was there? And tell us what, how, I heard it was a large turnout. Tell us, talk about it if you would.
Yeah, so there were several hundred Jewish Canadians who were outside the Israeli consulate, but really we're not addressing the Israeli consulate because we don't think they'd be listening. But we are addressing our fellow Canadians and our Canadian government to be sure that they know that we support a ceasefire now and lifting the siege and freeing all the hostages. I think the Palestinian people are being held hostage, right? So we were there to address ourselves to our government that has this mistaken idea that somehow they're being allies of the Jewish people when they beat up on Palestinians. And so there's, I'm not good at estimating crowds, I don't know, 200 or 300 Jewish people came out today to send that message. And, you know, we need lots of allies to help us get that message through.
I was really, and speaking of the of what occurred last week in Washington, that was a very impressive demonstration. I understand that there were 500 people inside Congress, somewhere in Congress, and there's various departments, but and that who were arrested, 500 people arrested, and that there was a large crowd, outside. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, just to be really accurate, there was over 300 arrested. But there were people who did the sit-in and the disruption to push the message out. But when the police gave two warnings, they left, right? They're part of the action, but they, for various reasons, chose not to get arrested. So there was over 300 arrests. It was the largest mass arrest in Washington, D.C. since January 6th. And again, you know, well, actually, we were targeting Congress. We were saying to Congress, ceasefire now. Stop funding, really, the Israeli war machine. And, you know, Congress is being extremely subservient to Zionist interests, which is not what, first of all, it's wrong. It's just not at all what we should be doing. And also, huge numbers of American Jews don't agree with it. I can say more about that. I think it's important to know that.
Absolutely.
Do you want me to say more?
Please. Yes.
So anyone listening can just Google Jewish attitudes about Israel, Jewish attitudes toward Israel, and you can find there a very reputable survey done by the Jewish Electorate Institute. They study the Jewish electorate, Jewish voting patterns, what motivates Jews to vote, how we vote in the U.S. And they did just an absolute kind of standard survey in July 2021 that found that 22% of Jewish respondents in the U.S. said that Israel is committing genocide. And for people under 40, it was over 33%. 25% said that Israel's an apartheid state. And people under 40, it was like 35%. And something that really shocked me was 20% of people under 40 said that Israel doesn't have a right to exist. So who are these members of Congress listening to? And I spoke at that rally this morning outside the Israeli consulate in Toronto. Again, I'm not speaking to the Israeli consulate, but the point got across. I really was speaking about our MPs. You probably know that 33 MPs signed a letter to Prime Minister Trudeau calling for Canada to call for a ceasefire. But let's out of the 33, 23 are liberals from Trudeau's party. But my question is, where are the rest of them? Who are they serving? Who do they think they're representing? It's not Canadian Jews who they're representing, and it shouldn't be, right? But they are not in alignment with the views of Canadian Jews. We are being misrepresented by the major Zionist organizations in Canada. I'll name them. One is It's called the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Note what comes first in that title, Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. It's usually called CIJA, C-I-J-A. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive organization with a multi-million dollar budget, dozens of staffers across the country, constantly lobbying and also pushing a media story, which is false.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, there's others like B'nai B'rith, Simon mm-hmm. Wiesenthal, mm-hmm. and others.
Yes, the organizations that were there today, it of course, was the organization Independent Jewish Voices, but there was also, I'll ask you, Wyszewski Center was there, right?
Yeah.
And I forget the third one, but...
Well, I think there were five of them. Yeah. So the Wyszewski Center, I could talk about what these are.
Yes, please.
There are four organizations that are Jewish organizations, and I have to say there was a fifth one, which I'm not very familiar with. I know it has a lot of Jews, but I don't know if it's a Jewish organization. Mm-hmm. So Independent Jewish Voices, which I'm a very active member of, has about 1,200 members. It's all across Canada. Its focus is Israel and Palestine. We have about a dozen chapters from Halifax to Victoria. We have mm-hmm. Jewish members and non-Jewish supporters, and what we do is to stand up for Palestine.
Yeah,
especially as Jews. That's Independent Jewish Voices. Anyone can find our website. We yes. invite you to join us.
Yes.
And then a very venerable organization is called the United Jewish People's Order, often called UJPO.
Yes.
Yeah. So that goes back several generations, kind of like my grandparents' age, and I'm like your age. And that's like the organization that was created by really lefty Yiddish-speaking Jews that were, I think maybe they were communists. And they came to Canada, and they created secular Jewish centers in different cities across Canada and united under that name. So the people who were there today literally were like their great-grandchildren or their great-great-grandchildren. So that organization is more than 100 years old.
You can't stop a good idea.
I just want to mention the Wyszewski Center is in Toronto, and it's connected to UJPO. And it's actually a center where people go, and they have classes for children and lots of activities. It's a very good thing. And then there's another organization that I'm very excited about that was started about 10 years ago called If Not Now. And it was started by people my children's age. They were started by Jewish, university students. And they were almost all people who grew up with intense Jewish education and background. They were the children of rabbis, the children of Jewish studies professors in universities, the children of like administrators in Jewish organizations like the JCCs, people that were like steeped in Judaism, and they were sent to Israel and summer camp and go to a year of university in Israel. And what they saw there made them know that they just had to change the North American, U.S. and Canada relationship with Israel. And they're very, very on target, very active, and very devoted to that. It's called If Not Now.
Yeah. By the way, they were the principal
group in Toronto.
Yeah, they were the principal organizers in Washington, were they not?
Well, I think JVP, Jewish Voice for Peace,
mm-hmm.
and If Not Now, worked together very well to pull that off.
I like the slogan.
Generational thing.
Our name is a great slogan.
I would say not at all.
Yeah, no.
Like not only not in our name, but like just no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
This is wrong. It has to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, by the way.
And then I just want to say the group I'm not very familiar with at all
mm-hmm.
is called SURGE, and that's spelled S-U-R-J, and it stands for Stand Up for Racial Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a Toronto organization. Mm-hmm. Seems to be mainly made up of young people. I mean, like, who knows, in their 20s or young 30s, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Jewish young adults are in it, but I don't know it well enough. So it was those five groups that worked together.
Isn't that the great part of this, that these things happen and we say, gee, I've never seen these people before in my
life. That's right.
I've been demonstrating and names, new faces. And you must be taking...
And I also want to say, I mean, not to argue with you in any way, but that's happening because of this horrible catastrophe, this tragedy. Mm-hmm. You know, if we had called a demonstration 3 weeks ago, like, you know, 20 people would have been there. Like, because of what people see going on, hundreds came out, right?
Yes.
So it's good that they're coming out, but, you know, it's also, there's a dark side to that.
Yeah, they're reacting to the horror, actually, as near as I can
make.
I mean, they want to get in the street and say, no, stop it.
Yeah.
And we have a government that is talking out of both sides of its mouth, and, of course, following Biden. Biden... doesn't he's going to give them more weapons, but he'd like it to be, you know, conducted in a humanitarian way.
Right.
How about this phrase that he uses, I can't tell them what to do. Well, why do you give a guy a weapon if you can't say don't do this with that weapon?
Well, actually, that is U.S. law. You probably know about the Leahy Amendment that prohibits U.S. military foreign aid from being used to violate any kind of human rights, and it has to be accountable. And Israel just gets a pass on that. We've spoken up about that many times. Bernie Sanders tries to get it enforced. And, you know, and it's the same thing in Canada. There are Canadian laws that Israel violates all the time. I'd be happy to talk about that.
Yeah.
But Israel has a kind of impunity, I think, based on this kind of false narrative that somehow... if MPs or government officials upset the Jews, then they're going to be in trouble.
Hmm.
And what's really clear is it's a subset of Jews. Hmm. I don't think we should all be painted with that brush.
No, I mean, and you can no community should.
Any of us oppose it. Right.
No community should be.
That's right.
I think it was...
and we can, you know, we could jump really quickly to how the Ontario conservatives are really exploiting historic Jewish pain for their own political gain. You know, Doug Ford saying that Sarah Jama's a anti-Semite. I mean, she's like a friend of mine. I was there today. I was there, like, to be with her today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, in the legislature.
Yes.
So that's just a cynical, just such a cynical ploy, you know, to distract the people of Ontario from the damage that the Conservatives are doing to all of us.
Yes.
You know, and to play this card of, like, anti-Semitism, like, just shut up about that. You have no right to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, just so much going on.
There is, and we have, of course, legislators. The Conservative Party seems to be going out of its way to basically say carte blanche. I mean, they're sort of unashamedly saying whatever they want to do, that's up to them. I mean, there's none of the little mealy-mouthed stuff from the liberals engage in. It's blood-curdling. By the way, I think they're misreading the public. The public is very unhappy. And
the public knows. People know what's going on. I don't have a lot more time, Phil. I'm going to have to bow out in just a minute.
Well, you've been you're very articulate. You're very persuasive, and we're glad we stole the time from you.
And
David,
thank you. I'm in Hamilton, and I'm going off to a book event with two authors who are doing a tour across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just mention it. They're two Israelis who've written a book called Nakba, The Struggle to Decolonize Israel. And Independent Jewish Voices has organized a cross-Canada book tour.
So where will you be in Hamilton?
Hamilton, we're going to be at the Worker Art and Culture Center near the train station. But if anybody goes to the Independent Jewish Voices website, you can find details about the book tour across Canada, and it's, of course, in Toronto.
Wow.
After Hamilton. Hamilton's first, and then Toronto.
All right. David Miviser, thank you very, very much for being with us.
thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I have to run. It'll be good to talk more. But,
no. Yeah. I hope you have a good meeting.
I have to get to that event. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take good care. Bye.
This is the Taylor Report. I think we have a little bit of Bob Dylan on the world, and then we'll be back.